Thanks for listening to The Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
Because the block party is upon us, some of you are going to get your most desired wish, and that is that I'm going to speak very shortly today, very shortly. In fact, I'm only going to comment on a few things, and rather the bulk of our teaching, and it's going to be a shorter teaching. Can y'all handle a shorter teaching? Can you? I don't know, because you might be like thrown off your equilibrium. It might seem different. Can you handle a service that's a little shorter today? Okay, well, we're going to do our part to get you out to the block party. I'm just going to comment on a few things, and then I asked six of my friends to come forward. I'll get them up here in a minute. And they are going to read a bunch of different scriptures for you that highlight our second value that we're looking at today. So the month of September was given over to who is the river? We're going to remind some of you who've been here for a while why the river exists, what we're about. And those of you who are new, we're informing you what we're about. So that first Sunday of the month, we looked at our mission, and our mission here at the river is to glorify God. Now, to wake you up and make sure you're with me, point to your neighbor and say, we exist to glorify God. That's right. That's why we're here. And then the second Sunday, we looked at our vision statement. You know, who do we see ourselves as? We see ourselves as a place where anybody can belong. Somebody say belong.
Belong.
So that anybody who belongs can eventually believe in Jesus. Somebody say believe. So that in belonging and believing, folks can become all that God intended us to be. Somebody say become. And then last week, we looked at our first of two values, getting the values from this question. Somebody asked Jesus, hey, Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, all your mind, and all of your strength. And out of that was our first value that we looked at last week, which was intimacy, right? And I told you, had you held up your right hand, everybody, hold up your right hand and say, hello, me.
Hello.
And then I said, hold up your left hand and say, hello, God. And then I said, boom. This is our foundational value of the river. We glorify God. We become a place where anybody can belong, believe, become, as we become people who are intimate with Jesus. I even told you last week that Jesus didn't take the nails, go to the tomb, and then come out of the tomb so that we could be distant from God. He came so that we could be close to him. So our foundational value is intimacy. Today, on this last Sunday of the month, the last Sunday of Who is the River, we're looking at our second value, which frankly and simply put is one word, mercy. Somebody say mercy. Now, I heard a sermon yesterday when I was out on a little jog by a woman named Joyce Meyer. Anybody know Joyce Meyer? Yeah. How many of you love Joyce Meyer's teaching? I really do. How many of you struggle with the early twangy accent while she teaches? Anybody? It's tough to listen to, but the woman is a powerful teacher. She was teaching on Matthew 21, the story where Jesus is going to Jerusalem. On the way to Jerusalem, he sees a fig tree. Now, what are fig trees supposed to have on them? Smart people. So she's teaching on this text. Jesus sees the fig tree, and it's got leaves. And she did some research and let us know in this sermon that I was listening to yesterday that when fig trees have leaves, that's the time when the figs are supposed to be there. You know, when the leaves aren't there, not supposed to have figs. But when the leaves are there, they're supposed to have figs, right? So she's teaching. Jesus sees this fig tree with leaves on it, and he walks up to it. What do you think Jesus is hoping to get from the fig tree? It's not a trick question. What do you think? Figs. So Jesus in Matthew 21 gets there, and there ain't no figs on the tree. And so Jesus says to the fig tree that has leaves but no figs, cursed are you, may you never bear fruit again. And the Bible says in Matthew 21 that the tree shriveled up and died right then and there. And I remember hearing this when I was younger in the church thinking, Jesus is just grumpy. I mean, what's up with it? Maybe Jesus didn't have his coffee yet. Are any of you grumpy when you don't have your coffee? Or let's ask it this way. Are any of you sitting next to people who are grumpy when they don't have their coffee? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay. So maybe Jesus didn't have his coffee, right? No. Joyce Meyer taught me yesterday that when Jesus saw the leaves and expected figs but didn't see figs, he was actually commenting on the church. You see, the church at a distance can look like it has it all going on. It can look like there are full leaves, but if there is no fruit in the church is wasting its time, and like the tree that Jesus cursed, a tree and a church that bears no fruit is worthless. Did you hear me? And so, in this sermon I heard yesterday, she was saying the church needs to bear fruit. Somebody say, bear fruit. And I'm telling you, the way we bear fruit is through this one word called mercy. Say, mercy. Now, that's in addition to this shorter sermon. I was going to get at the mercy topic by teaching you two different things, saying the same thing Joyce Meyer was saying. I was going to tell you about two nice big words. How many of you want to hear big words so you sound smart? Here we go. Just seven of you? Okay, six. Okay. Well, for those of you who want to sound smart, repeat after me. Say, orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is right belief. Y'all hear that? Orthodoxy is right belief. Well, that's crazy. And it's right for us to have right belief, because if we're believing wrongly, what do? I'm at a loss. Is that distracting everybody in the house? Yeah. What's the word right now? Ortho what? And what orthodoxy means is what? This is important for us to have right belief. But that's not the real word that the church needs. The church needs another word that also will make you sound smart, and that word is orthopraxy. Say orthopraxy. Does anybody know what orthopraxy is? Right action. You see, for so long, the American church has only worried about the first half of the orthodoxy, fighting and arguing over what is right belief, and forgetting that it's really about a belief that leads to action. And so if we as a church only stick in the right belief and never bring the right action to the table, we're missing the mark. And that's why our second value is mercy, because we need to be mercy machines in Kalamazoo and beyond. So the other way I was going to get at that was to just make it simple. Get off your church butt. Is that simple enough? Turn to your neighbor and say, get off your church butt. Get off your church butt. We can't just sit and pretend sitting in church is the deal. This is halftime. Really, the real game is out there. So get off your church butt. Mercy. But I want you to hear the word of God speak on this concept of mercy. So six friends, come on up. Doesn't matter where you stand. You know what order you're to read. Come on up, everybody. They are going to read these verses. They're going to let you know where the verse can be found. Your job, since I'm not doing a ton of commenting this day, is to write down the reference to where these verses are found, and you study them this week. You have homework. You got to study on your own these six verses. Yep, you three are good right there, and you three are good right there. And you're not going to be allowed into church next week unless you show me your notes on what you've come up with. That's not true. Six verses around the concept of our second value, which is what? Go ahead, Zeke.
Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8.
Thank you.
Luke 16:19-24. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abram, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.
A reading from Matthew 25:31-46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Now before John reads his text, I'm not going to comment much, I promise, but I have to comment one thing on these last two verses. Luke 16, 19 through 24, and Matthew 25, 31 through 46 are the only times Jesus talked about hell. That's it. Just two times. And both of the times that Jesus talked about hell, you just heard them from these two folks right here. The only times that Jesus talked about hell, he talked about hell in connection with people who claimed to be his followers, yet did not walk out their faith in mercy. Somebody say, oof. Did y'all hear that? The only time Jesus mentions hell in the New Testament is when he's talking about people who claim to be his followers, but yet do not bring mercy to the table. Somebody say orthopraxy.
Matthew 9, 10 through 13. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy trumpeth over judgment. James 2:13.
Thank you.
Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke 6:36.
Now they're not going anywhere. In a minute, I'll be done with this teaching. And if you did not remember or write down the verse that really struck you, you're to come forward and say, hey, where was your verse from? And they'll be happy to tell you. Except for maybe Levi and Zeke. They probably want to get off the stage right now. And Brandon as well. And so because Brandon and Levi and Zeke want to get off the stage now, I'm just going to talk really slow while you stare at them. If you want to know where that verse is found, come talk to these people. They'll be up here for a minute when I'm done. Let me give you one more verse, and then a quote or two, and then another verse, and then we're done. Blessed are the merciful. Somebody say, blessed are the merciful. For they will be shown mercy. Somebody say, for they will be shown mercy. Matthew 5, verse 7. And then this quote from Richard Blackaby in his daily devotional, Experiencing God. He said, there is no room for misers in the kingdom of God. Repeat after me, communism bad. Generosity awesome. See, and there's a difference. There's a similarity in that both are about giving to others. Communism is bad because it's forced and it's mandated and it's government-driven. That's not a good thing. That's not what we're espousing here. Rather, we're talking about a generosity of spirit that gives of the self both time, money, energy, and beyond all of that for the sake of spreading the mercy of God elsewhere. And so, hear the words of Isaiah in chapter 32, verse 8. But a generous person devises generous things, and by generosity he or she shall stand. So the Lord wants us to be a generous people. And so we have as our second value here at the River as mercy. Intimacy first, and out of our closeness to God comes mercy that will just pour out of us. We need to become a mercy machine. And we need to become a place where nobody out cares us. We need to care more than anyone else and give more than anyone else so that the community of Kalamazoo and beyond would really miss us if we were gone. This right now that you're experiencing, it's not the game, right? It's very important. We need to come here. This ain't the game. This is halftime. The game is when you leave out there and you begin living out this second value of mercy.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.